This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Kinley, Folkard and Haywood, estate agents that are completely at home in London.
From the Tudors to the future, this is the complete guide to London's architecture.
Emily, and I'm 8 years old, which is older than some of the buildings in London, but a lot younger than most of them. Now, what kind of architecture are we going to learn about today?
The Edwardian period.
The Edwardian period began when Edward VII came to the throne in 1901. Even though the Edwardian period was much shorter than the Victorian era, there were so many houses built during this time that you'll find Edwardian houses everywhere. Maybe you live in one. The Edwardian period was the time when lots more people started to have more money and they wanted larger, more comfortable and airy houses that weren't in the middle of noisy areas. The growth of the railways meant people could live in new leafy suburbs outside noisy towns and cities, but still commute in and out of work easily. Many different styles of houses were built in these new suburbs, detached, semi-detached, as well as terraced houses, many built from local materials. Most people couldn't afford to buy their own homes and could not borrow the money easily from banks. Most homes were owned by investors and rented out to tenants.
Historical fun facts.
Early Edwardian houses were lit by gaslight, which was much better and brighter than candles, although candles were still used upstairs in the bedrooms. But a new invention soon started to revolutionise that. In 1913, electricity started to be available. It was around this time houses began to have a bathroom. Before that, people had baths in front of the fire and went to the toilet outside. But most people still used chamber pots or had an outside loo. Very chilly in winter. Although there are more and more motor cars on the roads, it would be a while before houses needed garages because only a few rich Edwardians could afford cars. Most people had to make do with walking.
Let's go looking for Edwardian buildings.
Lots of Edwardians wanted to show off their newfound wealth. One way they could do this was by putting fancy decorations on the outside of their houses. Look out for carved woodwork on balconies and porches, as well as pretty tiles on the walls and paths around entrance to the house. Edwardian houses tended to be shorter in height than Victorian homes. It was less common to have servants, so houses no longer needed cellars and second floors. To help the woman of the house do the cleaning, surfaces were designed with smooth and straight lines, and many families got rid of their fussy ornaments and knick-knacks, which collected dust and were a real pain to clean.
Here's a tip for the grown-ups. The old War Office in London, which was built in 1906, has about 1,000 rooms and is linked with over 2.5 miles of corridors. The Old Bailey, near St Paul's Cathedral, is another Edwardian building, but hopefully you'll never have to see the inside of it because it's a central criminal court in the country. If you like films, why not plan a trip to the Electric Cinema in Notting Hill? It was built in 1910 and is still showing films today.
And here's a tip for me and you. Edwardians thought they were very lucky to have gas lights, but we don't think about switching on the lights at all. Let's try to remember how lucky we are and switch off the lights when we're not using them.
From the Tudors to the future, this is the complete guide to London's architecture. Find out about London's architecture and famous buildings on the Fun Kids website.
Kinley, Folkard and Haywood, estate agents that are completely at home in London.
So
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.